Carlos, Maton's obviously been excellent for you guys since coming over. What was the difference for you today?
Yeah, I think it was a leadoff, especially when you see that leadoff hit by pitch and the way he missed there. Then he got a ground ball, you know, down the line and on a breaking ball. So I think it was just a leadoff, even though after the 3 days, you know. But, yeah, I think the command hung the breaking ball, night off, day off for him.
When you look at Severino again today, what stands out to you about what he continues to be able to do deep into the season now?
There's a lot to like there. I thought he was really good again today, but today I thought he threw some really good changeups right on right, and then when he needed a reach for velo, he was there. You know, I think it was like 98 when he needed to, first and third, nobody out. Pick the guy off at first base, then he gets a strikeout, and then, you know, that's when you see the velo. So those are some of the things that right now, especially where he's at, inning-wise, for him to still go out there and continue to execute pitches, use all, you know, the sweeper was really good. Like I said, the changeup, and then the two-seam, but the four-seam, when he needed it, he was there. So that's a good sign. Again, he was solid for us today.
John?
Could you tell on the Nimmo long hit that was called foul eventually? Could you tell, and should they extend the foul pole?
I think we need to extend the foul pole. but I couldn't tell from the dugout. We needed to take a look. He was close. So,
Dan?
Carlos, having Nimmo and Alonso kind of in a slump, yeah, how tough is that for the top of the lineup? Because when Francisco Lindor doesn't hit, it seems like there's not a lot of offense from the top of the lineup.
They're still going to give you a good at-bats. You know, I feel like Nimmo's at-bats have been better as of late. You know, a couple of inches today from a homer. Yesterday, he's still going to walk. Same thing with Pete. I think Pete walked twice today. So they're finding ways to get on base. So, yeah, I think especially Nimmo, and there's been some couple balls that's hit hard to the middle of the field. So I think, you know, couple of games. You know, it wasn't an easy series as far as like game planning in with how many arms out of the bullpen and not knowing, you know, the length out of their starters. So again, I think it was just, you know, a few games where it was. But I think they're in a good spot.
Peter,
What was the Reds pitching staff doing today that, you know, made things tough on the offense?
Yeah, like I said, I thought the starter, the two seam, and then there was one that had, he wasn't sinking, he wasn't like a four seam, it was more like run, and the hitters had a hard time picking it, especially our righties. And then the slider was good. So yeah, we couldn't square him up frequently. You know, got a couple of guys on, but didn't get the big hit. Got two out rally with Iglesias putting the ball in play with two strikes, Marte. But yeah, we didn't create much today offensively.